Thank you very much. Ivy Fignola.
Good afternoon, Senator Johnson, Representative Kamiga, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. I'm an attorney with the Conservation Law Foundation, and I signed up to speak in opposition to this bill as written, not because we're opposed to the management of seaweed, but because there are some issues with this bill that should be addressed to make it better legislation. Joining me in this testimony are seven other organizations: the Friends of Casco Bay, Sierra Club Maine, Maine Conservation Voters, Restore, Maine Audubon, the Natural Resources Council of Maine, and Maine Rivers. You've heard a considerable amount of testimony already, and I'm sure you have a considerable amount of testimony that you will hear after me, so I will keep my comments brief. One of the things that I think that the testimony has pointed out so far is that there's a lot of information and a lot still to be learned about seaweed management in Maine. I think everyone here has spoken is well-intentioned and is making their money. They're living this way, and then there are scientists who also are concerned about the ecology. I think that will point to why we make these suggestions to strengthen the bill. First, we believe that the Cobbs Cook Bay rockweed management area should not be repealed. And to the extent that the intent of this legislation is to keep that in place, unless and until there's a new seaweed management plan that provides commensurate protection, then the plain language of the statute should say that. We shouldn't have to rely on an interpretation from the Department of Marine Resources. Second, there's been some discussion about how management is carried out, and it sounds like there are a lot of people here who, because they make their living from the sea, are really trying to be good stewards of the resource. Right now, however, the only authority that the Department of Marine Resources has is discretionary authority to adopt rules. So we could have a seaweed management plan, and there's no mandatory authority to adopt rules to carry it out. We think that the rulemaking authority should be mandatory, and that it should be major substantive rules, and that this committee should review them. Third, the portion of the bill that amends 12 MRSA Section 6807 to direct the Commissioner of Marine Resources to develop a statewide fisheries management plan for seaweed should be strengthened. It should be strengthened to require legislative oversight and approval of the plan, followed by promulgation of rules to implement the plan by December 31, 2014. And finally, and most importantly, sufficient funds need to be allocated so that the Department of Marine Resources can have the funds to properly develop and implement the plan and enforce seaweed harvesting. Are there any questions?
Any questions from the committee? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So you've no objection. You made some reference to the plain language reference replacement with equivalent. Would you, as far as the Cobbs Cook Bay Rockweed Management Area language 6803C, you have no problem with that being repealed effective upon completion of replacement with equivalent language and rules that are major substantive? Is that be correct?
I think that what we're saying is that right now there's a considerable amount of debate, and I think that you're going to hear that today, and that's probably the kind of debate that needs to occur during a public process to develop a seaweed management plan for the entire state. Mm-hmm. And so to the extent that there are protections in place, those need to remain in place and hopefully be extended to the rest of the state, and maybe need to be adjusted depending on the science. There's scientists here who can address that better than me. I think that in addition to the management plan, there needs to be rules to carry out the plan. And the rules that have been adopted to date are very few. So, and as was pointed out by the testimony here today, the rules that are adopted to date only address rockweed, and there are a number of other species. So I think it needs to be both. I think we need to have a strong overall seaweed management plan, and I think we need to have rules that implement it.
Thank you very much.